You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
This week, as mentioned earlier on, we're joined by Jesse Clegg, and this comes after a couple of weeks ago. In fact, just over a month ago, he released new music, a new single that hit the airwaves and certainly digital platforms. And it was music made during what has been, you know, the most bizarre of times for many of us this year. And Jesse joins us this afternoon. Jesse, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. So this year you were creating, well, it said that you were creating some of your best work in Los Angeles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, just before lockdown, I was in LA. I've been there up and down for the last 2 years, writing and recording my new album. And this song was the last song that I managed to record just before the travel ban kicked in. It was a great experience. I was in studio every day and I had a long trip planned, but then the whole world came to a standstill, and I actually caught literally the last flight out before the whole world went into lockdown. I would have been stuck in either LA or France for the entirety of the first few months. So it was quite a stressful time, but it was a wonderful experience to record the song, and I felt like it had some relevance to what we're going through right now, because it's really just all about being open to inspiring moments, even in difficult times, and how life has some unexpected turns. And sometimes those unexpected turns can be really positive.
Yeah.
So it's just about keeping an open mind.
So the song is called Speed of Light. And you were just saying that, you know, you're working on your album, which is obviously quite, in addition to being a creative process, you know, the process of creating new work is quite demanding. And for a lot of people this year, you know, it hasn't, you know, been the kind of space or the kind of environment where, you know, people can find inspiration or find creativity. So how have you been finding or creating that space to make new work as, you know, we live in these, to use the cliche, unprecedented times?
Well, I think, you know, in interesting times, it's actually a very stimulating time to be creative, because, you know, time that I would usually be spending traveling or performing, I have had to stay at home. And, you know, when you're at home, you inevitably start to reflect on your life, and you start to reflect on the moment you're in and where you've come from and where you believe you're going. So I think that everyone in this moment is having those thoughts. So I actually have been quite proactive. You know, I've been writing a lot. I'm actually sitting behind me is my little home studio, and I've been recording and writing a lot over this time. So, you know, initially it was quite jarring, and seeing all the shows, you know, basically canceled or postponed, and realizing that, you know, this year was going to be fundamentally different to what I expected. But once I settled into it, I found some kind of a creative place that I could go to and talk about this experience. I think I'm not alone. I think everyone has been going through a reflective moment right now.
In terms of your album, what kind of sound are you working on? I was looking at a description about the Speed of Light, and it described it as an exciting variation on your, you know, the sound we've come to know you for. So are you kind of playing around with different sounds for the album? And do you know when we can expect it? No pressure. We won't hold you to it. But is there a release date in mind?
You know, if we had spoken and this year had gone according to plan, I would have had all the information about my future. But now, as I said, I've been recording it in LA, and everything's been pushed back because of the you know, all the situations that are going on. So I'm not actually sure, but I have written about 60 songs for this album. So I've got a lot of songs to choose from. Sure. And it's really just a matter of deciding which ones to record next. In terms of my sound, you know, I'm a solo artist. I don't work with a band. I don't work with other musicians who are part of my project. So for me, I really just have to follow what my creative instinct is telling me. And I have to go where I am personally interested in and what's, you know, I have to just go on my own journey and find my the next thing that is exciting to me. So this album, I wanted to work with completely new people and try something a little bit more in a sort of modern pop contemporary vibe. It was a really exciting experience because it's something new for me. And I like artists that experiment and that that push themselves and push their own boundaries. And I hope that I always am able to do that. So I think that's really my long-term goal as an artist. I hope I can keep experimenting and pushing my own boundaries.
Okay, thank you so much. So 60 songs written, which sounds phenomenal. And of course, not the new stuff, but we will be hearing some of the music that Jesse has entertained us with before, some of his other hits, of course, because it is 702 Unplugged. And of course, you can send us your SMSs on 31702, your WhatsApp messages on 072-702-1702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
20 minutes before 3 o'clock, it is 7:02 Unplugged on 7:02 on the Azania Mzhaka Show. And as mentioned before the break, we're joined by Jesse Clegg, who is our guest this afternoon. Jesse, you said you are back in the country after managing to slip in just before the travel ban, which means we can catch you performing. Where can fans catch you performing?
Yes, I am going to be playing tomorrow and Sunday at a beautiful venue in Hartbeespoort. It's an outdoor acoustic venue called D.O. Pasturi. And all COVID protocols will be covered and it is weather protected. So it's going to be a really nice acoustic event. And then in December, I'm going to be hitting the road for my Speed of Light tour, which is going to be taking me through almost a huge amount of areas in South Africa. There's about 18 shows all around the country. So if you want to check out my dates, it's jessieclegg.com/tour. So I'm going to be on the road. But tomorrow and Sunday, I'm at the O Pasturi in Hartbeespoort. So that's going to be a really fun one.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jesse.